Loves the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Lord God, thank you for Calvary. Thank you for Jesus, the unspeakable gift. Thank you for the Holy Ghost sent from heaven. Lord, thank you for the local church. Thank you for the Holy Scriptures. Thank you for the power of God. Thank you for the blood of Christ. Lord, thank you for the freedom that we have known in this country. But thank you for the freedom we have in Christ. Lord, breathe on us today. Brood over us. Break in amongst us. We'll love you for it. And all the Lord's people said,
amen.
Hadn't the Lord been good to us?
Amen.
I bless the Lord. Where'd the preacher go? He went to have lunch. He's had quite enough of y'all. I bless the Lord. Feeling pretty good in here, isn't it? Let me say that a little better. Feeling pretty God in here, isn't it? Thank the Lord. Bless the Lord. I don't want to do anything until the preacher gets back in here. Does he step out, sister? Okay. We'll allow him to do that. Lord's been real good to us. Song of Solomon, chapter 7. And we may sing a little. That's why I was fixing to ask his permission. We've been coming here about 18 or 19 years. Thank the Lord for it. There's the preacher. Hey, preacher. I'm feeling better seeing you. I thought you'd left me. How many years you been preaching right here, preacher?
44.
You can leave anytime you want to now. Put your time in, preacher. Y'all know I'm teasing. 44. Thank the Lord for it. Amen. Yes, the grace of God. Thank the Lord. He's been real good to us. He's been real God to us. I'm just going to visit with y'all for a while. What do you think about that? I was going to ask pastor's permission just to share my heart. Thank the Lord for it. Do y'all see Song of Solomon chapter 7? Do you see the first two words? I'm about to have a shouting spell.
Why?
Yeah. I'm not anxious to get to preaching right at the moment. We may just scratch off a piece of ground and give God the glory for a while.
Amen.
Some of these ain't never seen a shouting spell, preacher. Some of these youngins. It might be the Lord's been good to us. That heavenly dove, that dove's hovering this morning. He's hovering. I bless the Lord. He's been real good to us, hasn't he? What's them first two words?
How
beautiful. And he went on to describe how beautiful she was. These 10 body parts that he mentions down through there. That 10 body parts. Aren't you glad for the body of Christ?
Amen.
We fixing to leave out of here in a little while. I'm tired of talking about it. I don't even want to talk about it, but I got to mention it. Corona put the churches on the threshing floor last year. And communism is going to put the nations on the threshing floor. And here in a little bit, somewhere between God dealing with the churches and God going to dealing with the nations, somewhere in the middle of that, we're leaving out of here. Can I get a witness right there? We're not going to give you a day or an hour, but the times and the seasons we know perfectly. Bless the Lord. How beautiful. That body of Christ. That was mighty good singing a while ago. Preacher, can we sing some more? Do I have permission and your blessing on that? Don't turn there unless you need the words, but it's 186. I'd like to hear y'all sing it. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Slow down and sing it with me. No, not. None else. Jesus knows. There's not an hour. Jesus knows. Saint, find this friend for not one or sinner. will he refuse us? No. I get out of line, Pastor, you come set me down. 328 if you need the words. I hope you don't, but if you need the words, you might need them on this one. Brother Eric and Brother Caleb, y'all come flank me and help me sing. Come, come thou fount of every... Slow it down. Tune my streams again, Jesus.
Let thy goodness
Ebenezer means we got here by the grace of God. Ladies, second verse, I'll get you started and you ladies sing it. Here I raise my $3.92 if you need the words, you probably don't. There is a fountain
drawn from Emmanuel's
name. And sinners.
He was.
Then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing thy power to save.
It's 146, if you need some words. When peace like a river the ladies on the third. My Bliss. It's 370 if you need the words. Maybe you don't need the words. 370. I'm going to have to start on the chorus. I need thee, oh, I need thee. I need thee every hour. I need thee every hour. Most gracious. No tender voice like thine can ease a foe.
Every hour I need thee, oh.
stay thou. Near temptations, when thou art not, I need your every hour I need thee. In joy or pain, come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need, oh, I need thee. Most Holy One. Oh, make me thine indeed. Thou blessed Son. Said Son, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Come stand with me, Brother Vic. He's a dear friend of mine. Come stand with me and help me sing. It's 377 if you need the word. Pastor, are we okay? Oh, yes. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me. Where he leads me. With him through the garden.
I'll go with him through the garden.
I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him. I'll go with him through the judgment.
I'll go with
Pilate's hall. From Gethsemane's garden to Pilate's hall. I'll go with
through the
judgment. I'll go with him. With where he leads me.
Where he leads me, I will
just our sisters now. He will. Pastor, I got on an altar the end of December 2020, altered, and I believe it was the providence, the plan of God. America will never be the same. Nothing's ever going to be the same. We're heading for the end line. We're heading for the finish line. I think I'm right, Pastor? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got on an altar in December over in Middle Alabama. Got down right there. There's 100 across through there. It's only a church of 150, but there was 100 on the altar. It wasn't a plan, but me and the pastor ended up being right on the Lord's table praying. And I said, Lord, the hour that we're living in, would you save those that are closest to hell? And he said, no. He said, no. Stunned me. Stopped me. He said, those that are closest to hell have chosen to be over there. Hell's enlarging itself and they're dropping in. He said, I'm closing the door in just a moment, and the only ones I'll be grabbing is those that are closest to heaven. Those that are close to a Bible. Those that are close to an altar. Those that are close to a praying mama. Now, I'm not a prophet and I'm not charismatic. I'm just telling you the Holy Ghost. No. Those that are closest to hell chose to be way over there, and hell's enlarging itself and they're dropping in. Now, God's able to do a miracle. But he said, we're closing the door in a minute, and the only one we'll be grabbing are those that are at hand. Those that are near an altar. Those that are near a preacher. Those that are near the Holy Ghost. And I've been praying January, February, March, and half of April. Will you save those that are closest to heaven? Got up, Kentucky, brother. Vic came over with us a lot in Somerset. Some of the dear folk came. And God was just saving those closest to heaven. 4 weeks and 5 Sundays. Hadn't really talked about it. We're not going to turn. Ain't no revival supposed to turn into social media sensationalism. Took no selfies. This generation is a lover of their own selves. We didn't announce the meeting, didn't promote the meeting. We turned off the live stream, turned off all the cameras. Let the Lord come in and meet with His bride.
I hadn't talked about it, preacher. This is the most I've talked about it in the last 60 seconds. We're coming down from the mountain in Matthew 17. He said, tell no man. Tell no man what thou seest. Wasn't selling t-shirts and hats and buttons at the bottom of the Mount of Transfiguration. Y'all ain't helping me. If you can't figure out who's making merchandise out of your souls, if you can't figure it out, you probably deserve to be bought out by hell.
Amen. Amen.
I've been praying tomorrow morning, and I hadn't talked about this none. And I wish it was just y'all listening, really. But preacher, go back down to Mississippi, starting week. Don't even know if I want you to come. We want the Lord to come.
Amen.
He's meeting with His bride. It's not a circus, not a show. We're not going to dress it up for the brethren either. Galatians 6, as many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be as religious as they are, only lest they should suffer persecution. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. For in circumcision or in uncircumcision, neither availeth anything but a new creature. As many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and on the Israel of God. I hadn't preached it yet, Brother Lawson, but I'm preaching me a little message as soon as the Lord turns it loose on the Galatian rule. We've heard of the golden rule. I like the Galatian rule, where neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything but a new creature in Christ Jesus. The circumcision would represent the religious crowd. The uncircumcision, a bunch of contemporary church, mega church, proud of being pagans and heathen. The emergent church pastor taught us about a few years ago. They're proud of their heathenism. The other crowd's proud of their religion. I'd like to see the power of God erupt and see a new creature. That's a good rule, Pastor. The Galatian rule. I want to invite you to pray. I thought the Lord would be a little unusual. Brother Lawson, one of my dearest gospel friends in the ministry. We've had mainly one conversation the last 19 years. Brother McNeese, will you come preach for us on a Sunday? Yes, I will. Great. Tell me which Sunday. It isn't right here. That'll work, preacher. It's never not worked. My secretary will be contacting you about this happening and getting to the details. Stay down there, brother. We look forward to seeing you. I'm done talking to you. He don't say that part, but that's the part. 19 years we've had that conversation. It's the same every time. I can lay back and go to sleep and finish the phone call with my eyes tied behind my back. We've had some good conversations up there in that little brick building. I count him one of the dearest men of God in my life. Do y'all hear me now?
Amen.
And a weird thing happened. I kept having birthdays, and I'm 51. And most of my heroes are on the other side. We're not worshiping men, but we're honoring men. That's scriptural. And so it's my deep joy to be with the preacher. But then the Lord stepped in here this morning on that first song. So if you need to be saved, you better. Door's closing in just a moment. Sodomites can't find the door. Angels are rushing Lot out with his two girls. Ain't nobody getting in Noah's Ark, even though they've been preached to 120 years. Ain't nobody interested in getting in, but the door's fixing to shut. Y'all ain't helping me. Sodomites adopted, stole the rainbow out of the book of Genesis. So God dropped the ark in the middle of our country. What do you think about that? God can do a miracle and bring somebody from all the way back, but I'm telling you, I got Bible pattern for what He put in my heart. No. We're all loaded up. 2,000 years this train's been pulling in. We're not on the caboose. Caboose has already went in. We're not on the little wooden platform behind the caboose where about four people can stand and hold that little box. We're not even there. There's people standing there already in. We're on the other side of that iron bar, hanging on for dear life. And the tracks are clattering underneath us. That's where we're at. Question. Tonight I'm going to ask a special request of Pastor, not just be between me and you. But I'm already burdened for tonight's service. But I don't want to leave this one. Do you have some lost folks that have been pressing heavy on your heart? Let me see your hand. And don't worry about nobody else. And if it's not, don't worry. But okay. Okay. Do you have prodigals? Grandchildren, children. There's folks around here, I pray, 19 years have been coming. It was coming before we had our boy. Y'all prayed. Other people prayed. He'll be 18 this fall. Going to put him over here in the big Bible college for a business. And I'm going to ask some of y'all to take care of him. Brother Eric, you and your dad. My little couple that sits here, she's going to be grandma. I'm going to give him your house address. If you don't feel like taking the trash out or something, he'll come to it. Sister, cook for him. I want y'all to take care of him. He'll be over here. Y'all help pray, amen. That's how long I've been hanging around here, and there are faces. They float in front. And I say, oh God. Joe Parsons said that's how you pray with intercessory power. Whoever's on God's heart, that's who you groan about. Most of the prayer requests given in churches are silly, shallow, and the only reason you're always giving them prayer requests is you hadn't prayed over them.
Amen.
You ever prayed over them, you'd quit talking about them.
Amen.
And you'd help other people carry their load.
Right.
You had never given it to God, and to cover up your carnality, you're always trying to talk like spirituality and praying for things that ain't in 100 miles of God's heart. We know not what we should pray for as we ought. And only a spiritual man would know that. How many times have I went to give the Lord my burdens? But I come in that throne room and got down. Waited on Him. By the time He walked in, spoke to me, touched me, I didn't even remember what my prayer was.
Amen.
Prayed all of His prayers. On the way out, couldn't remember what I was worried about on the way in. Turn around and tell the Lord there was something bothering me. I took care of it before I ever got here. I already know you have need of these things. Who's got a prodigal? Could be a sister, could be a mother. Don't have to necessarily be a child. But who's got a prodigal in your family? And it's ripping your heart out. Let me see your hands. Said everybody. Pastor said we all do. If you need to be saved, you better. If you'll come to Christ. There's enough faith in that. There's enough repentance in that if you'll come to Christ. Coming to Christ, you obviously have faith or you wouldn't be coming to Him. Repentance, you obviously got enough repentance to stand up, walk away from everything else to come to Him. Stand and make it easier. You can stand and make it easier. Let's bow our heads. Come on. We're just going to make the music. Brother Vic, come down and help me pray. We're just making the music. We're not singing. Who wants to come pray? Pray for me, Brother Vic.
Folks, come on down here. And I want somebody to pray that God lays it on their heart to pray. Just come on down here. And somebody start praying.